As Rabbi Shimon says, the kelim tameim. If this water was in the keli, you had water in a vessel, then we say if a sheretz touches it, it is makabel tumah. So Rashi says, this is Rabbi Shimon we had before on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, that he was the one that says that midiraisa mashke is makabel tumah. And Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon the taimed, the yomal yel, tumas mashkin diraisa, the afilu latam yacherim. Even midiraisa it's makabel tumah, and it could be matama something else. So therefore, even in the base of Migdish, the Rabbanim can't take off the tumah that's there midiraisa. So Avad Rabbi Shimon Aima bekelim tumayim. If the water is in a keli now and the sheretz touched it, it is makabel tumah, and it could be matama something else. But if this water is in the ground, then it's tor. A sheretz cannot be matamrit. Now look at Shver. Why not? What's the difference midiraisa if the water is in the ground or in a keli? If you're telling me now all type of liquids could be makabel tumah. So Rashi explains here, like the Gemara will explain later, although let's see Rashi inside. The first line of the small lines of Rashi. The karka torim, or the kam matagam alay amayim, was only talking about water, or diika revius. We're talking about there's a revius of water on the ground, but blood would be makabel tumah, only water not. Why is water different? So Rashi achidish diika torus mikvah law, because water on the ground is called a mikvah. Lamachten vitzinurus, you could be table there a small kelim like a pin. The midiraisa le mekabli tuma. Therefore, water that has a shem mikvah on it is not mekabli tuma midiraisa. Could a sieve mikve mayim yitor? That a mikvah always remains torah. Let's say you have a gavel kosher mikvah. The sheretz goes inside it. The water is still torah. Here also, Rashi revius. If you have revius of water, that is 4.5 ounces. Have a mikvah midiraisa. Midiraisa is called a mikvah. The chik siv aboim so, even though we know our mikvah has to be 40 saw of water, that's beyond the mudis siv. It's only for a person. The siv lon me'es kol besorayim, and me'es kol besorayim mayim shakol gufa yolabim. You have to have water that the whole body could get into, and that's a shear of 40 saw. Avu lekelim kitanim. But if you have a needle that's tomei, and you want to put in the mikvah, ein tzarech alekadeshi sheyishchasu b'mayim. You only need a small amount of water that would cover it. Now, I, for Rashi, bought some revius. What's wrong with less than revius then? A needle could get in even to half a revius. So Rashi says, that's Gemara Gemirlo. That we know, halacha l'mashim sinayim, to l'echoshim l'mehavi mikvah. That it's not called a mikvah less than revius of water. But I call upon him, if you have a revius of water in the ground, it's called a mikvah mediraisa. So Rashi, v'chivim the b'yama mediraisa le'metame, for Rabbanu who debotle revius to mikvah, even though it's true that the Gemara Nazir says the Rabbonim will mevatel this din that you can't use a revius of water on the ground even for small kelim, but that's only midi Rabbonim that is botel. Midi Raisa is still called the mikvah. So therefore, midi Raisa, this water when it's in the karka, it's not makabel tumah. Even though midi Rabbonim should be makabel tumah, that's Reb Shimon is moida that in the base of Midrash Rabbonim made this takonah that the water should not be makabel tumah. But that's only the water that's in karka, because that midi Raisa is not makabel tumah. But other water that's in a keli, or else blood, even if it's on the ground, you can't make a mikvah out of blood. So therefore, the blood is not called a mikvah. So if a sheretz touches the blood, according to Reb Shimon, it's makabel tumah midiraisa. And what then is matam other things also midiraisa, even in the Beis Hamikdash. So more about it. Amar Rav Papa. Papa says, afilu l'man diyama, tumas mashkin diraisa. Even if you want to tell me, l'man diyama, that water could be makabel tumah midiraisa of a mashka base mitzvahay, but that we're saying Yosef ben Yoezer is traitor, said over in Edus, that in the base of Migdish, the water is not makabel tumah, he's also masking to this. Because Hilchos HaGemirah, that's a new halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. But even though up until now we were going at the stira, like how could you say water is makabel tumah midiraisa and only in the base of Migdish it's not? How could that be? So up until now we were going, you have to say that the water is only mekabel tumah midi rabbonin. Then we could say the rabbonin didn't make tumah in the Beis Hamikdash. Rav Pop is saying the first one to say no. It could be that midi raisa water is mekabel tumah, I'll tell you. Why in the Beis Hamikdash is it tor? If a sheretz touches the water in the Beis Hamikdash, why is it tor? This mashka base mitvechei? Because it's a new halacha l'moshe mesinei. That's what Rav Pop wants to say. Omalei Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Nosson Rav Pop. So Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Nosson esed v'kasha back Rav Pop. That Reb Lezer said before we had, that he said, Ein tumah l'mashkin kol ikur. He brings a raya to his svara that water is not mekabel tumah midiraisa at all. Midiraisa, any type of a liquid, is not mekabel tumah. What was Reb Lez's raya? Teda, bring your raya. Shereheyid Yosef ben Yoezer. Istreda, he said over an edus, he told us something, a fact, that al mashke beis midvichei, that the water that's found by the beis hashchit in the beis hamikdash, tochein that it's tor. That was his raya. So we explained before that if you're going to tell me the water is mekabel tumah midiraisa, how could it be that the beis hamikdash is tor? How could the rabbanon take off the tumah midiraisa? So since his edus was that in the beis hamikdash is tor, it's a raya that mashkim is mekabel tumah, it's only midirabbanon. Now the question is, according to Rav Papa, it's not that way. The Hilchos Sagamir law, if you want to tell me, according to Rav Papa, it's a new halacha l'Mishnah Misinai, that water is not mekabel tumah in the beis hamikdash. Mi gamrina minei, how can we learn out here all over other places that water is not mekabel tumah? According to Rav Papa, no, even though water is mekabel tumah midiraisa, for it's a new halacha in the beis hamikdash that it's Torah. So what was Rav Lezer's raya? So it's clearly that Rav Lezer doesn't know like Rav Papa. Omalei Ravina. Rav Ashi, now Ravina told Rav Ashi, like the Rashi learns, this is another kasha to Rav Papa. For Rav Shimon, the Chur, according to Rav Shimon, the Oma Tumas Mashkin Diraisa. Rav Shimon himself says that Mashkin is Mekabel Tumim Diraisa, Rav Shimon says. The time that we learned before, Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon, Oimrim, Lekelim, Torim, Leoichlim, Tumayim. That if this water was Mekabel Tumah, a sheriff touched it. Now water, he holds, cannot be mekabel kelim, cannot be metame kelim. So before we had, if it's a suffix, if the water went around kelim, it's tor, because it's not, it's only midirabbanan, and midirabbanan sfeik is lekula. Abalu oichlim, if you have a suffix, if that water touched oichlim, food, then tomeim. Because midiraisa, water, mashk, any type of liquid that's tomei, if it touches food, it's metamerit. Now, that's from Shimon Svara, that midiraisa, water could be metame oichlim. Now here Rav Shimon says the top line of our Gemara here, that in the Beis Hamikdash, the kelim tumeim, as you don't know, if the water is in a keli, is in a kli, it is mekabel tumah midiraisa, even in the Beis Hamikdash. Bekarka toirim. But on the karka, in the ground, there it's tor. That's what Rav Shimon said. So Rav Shimon is saying that even though water could be mekabel tumah midiraisa, but that's only if it's in a keli, mashenken, on the ground, it's not mekabel tumah, even in the Beis Hamikdash. Now the question is, according to Rav Papa, the Hilchasa, if you're telling me now it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that the water in the Beis Hamikdash is not Mekabel Tumah, Mali B'Kela, Mali B'Karka. What's the difference if the water is in a keli, uprooted from the ground that's in a vessel, or the water is in a karka? Both cases, according to Rav Papa, should not be Mekabel Tumah. You see, because Rav Papa is also saying like Rav Shimon, that really water outside the Beis Hamikdash could be the Mekabel Tumah Midiraisa. Even Midiraisa is Tumah. So if midiraisa is tumei, how could you tell me now that in the Beis Hamikdash there's a difference? If the water is in a keli, it is mekabel tumah. If the water is on the karka, it's not mekabel tumah. How could that be? What's the difference? If you're telling me now, there's no halacha l'moshe misinai, that in the Beis Hamikdash is tor, both waters should be tor. Even water that's in a keli should not be mekabel tumah in the Beis Hamikdash. For the Marakasha, Elichnaim Mesach Akasha and Rav Papa. So Raya, not like Rav Papa. The Ravadu, at the Mandi Yoma that says, that water, liquid, is mekabel tumah midiraisa, it's mekabel all over. Even in the Beis Hamikdash also, it would be mekabel and be metame something else. And that's what Yosef ben Yoezer Sreda said over, that in the Beis Hamikdash is Torah, it's only because he holds, like the other Mam Yomrin, that water is not mekabel tumah midiraisa. Midiraisa, only a food or a keli or a man could be mekabel tumah. But not mashkim, not liquid. But our component is a kasha and Rav Papa. So Gemara now, Omer Rav Papa. Like Rav Papa, hod the yamrit bekarka toirim. Like Rav Papa, who is being miyashiv Rav Shimon. That's what Rav Shimon said before. That if you have the water in kelim, it's temeya. But if the water is in karka, it's not mekabel tumah. He saw the yamrit bekarka toirim. That's what Rav Shimon said before. That if the water is in the karka, it's tor lo yishonu elamayim. We're only talking about water. Water that's on the karka is tor. Avodam loy. But if you have blood on the ground, that would be mekabel tumah in the Beis Hamikdash. So tomorrow, and what's the svar? We'll soon see why. Omayim nami, even when we have water, lo yamor nelo they have revius. It's only if you have revius of water on the ground. And the svar is the chazel lahatzvul bo bay machton gitzneris. Like Rashi said before, because water on the ground, if there's a revius there, midyaraisa, that's called a mikvah. And you could be toivel in it, these pins, if you have small kelim that are tomei, you could be toivel there, midyaraisa. Therefore, since this revius of water is called a mikvah is not makabel tumma. Avulai have a revius, but let's say the water on the ground is less than a revius, so it's not called a mikvah midyaraisa, then the locher is taket tmeim. Then taket is makabel tumma. Because of Shimon's svar is that water is makabel tumma midyaraisa. It's only a svar when it gets a shem mikvah that's not makabel tumma. So water less than revius cannot have a shem mikvah on it, therefore it is makabel tumma. Omamar, we learned before, we have Yehudu Leimer Lachol Tomei. And this was the Brice on the test Zayin we had before, that it was a question there if we have a suffix, if the water became Tomei or not, if the water touches something else. So the three sheetis we had, Reb Yehuda was his biggest machmir. Reb Yehuda said Lachol Tomei. In other words, the water is Makabel Tomei Midiraisa, and now that water is Tomei, if it touches even a Keli, it's also Matamba the Keli Midiraisa. Therefore, before it was a suffix, if the water fell around Kalim, if it touched the Kali or not. So if you just said, even the Kali are Tomei, because it's a suffix in the Uraisa, therefore we have to go L'chumra. So the Gemara says, L'meim L'chur, from here we have a Raya to tell us, to solve Rav Yehuda, Tumas Mashkin, L'Tomei, Tumas Kalim the Uraisa. That was saying water could be Mekabot Tumah. And if it touches the Kali, it's Matama the Kali, Midiraisa, it's Tomei, it's even Midiraisa. Therefore, if you just said that you have a suffix, if it's such a keli, you're not, you have to go l'chumra, because a suffix many rights to go l'chumra. For the more cash on this now, for your tanan, we learned the Mishnah in Kelim, call ha kelim, sheyesh lohem achurim, any keli, a vessel, that has a back, an outside to it, v'toich, and you could use the inside of it, it's usable the outside and the inside, v'goyin ha korim, like you have cushions, v'yaksosos, like mattresses, like beds, the asakim in a bag made out of leather, the amatsufos, also bags made out of leather. These kalim, you could use it the outside and the inside. Is nitmu toichoy. If a sheretz touched the inside of the kalim, is nit magaboy. I'm not saying the sheretz, will soon see later what touched it. But if a tamei touched the inside, then even the outside is also tamei. Nitmu gaboy, but there's a case that the tamei only touched the outside of the kalim, then we say lo nitmu toichoy, the Mishnah says. The inside of the keli does not become tamei. There's a difference where the tamei touched the keli. If it touched the inside of the kli, both become tamei, the inside and the outside. But if the tamei only touched the outside of the keli, then only the outside is tamei, not the inside. Now, Amar Reb Yehuda explains this Mishnah. Bameh devarim amurim. When is it said such a difference between the inside and the outside? Shenitmu machmas mashkin. Only if water was the tomatic thing that touched his keli. When water that's tomatic touched his keli, then there's a difference if it touched the inside or the outside. Avu nitmu machma sheretz. Well, let's say a real sheretz, that's a nabatum midiraisa, touched his keli, there's no difference then. Nitmu toichoy, nitmu gaba. If the sheretz touched the inside, even the outside of the keli is tomatic. Nitmu gaba, if the sheretz touched the outside of the keli, nitmu toichoy, even the inside becomes tomatic. In other words, if you just said there's a difference between liquid, mashkin, so that's only, if it touches the outside, only the outside, not the inside. But if a sheretz, a real tumi, midiraisa, touches the outside, then even the inside is also tumi. Now, what's the difference? If you're going to tell me that we should think that tumas mashkin, the tumi came on the iraisam, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you want to tell me yeshit there is, that even that midiraisa, that mashkin water, that's Mekabel Tumah, if a sheretz touched the water, that this water is Tumah Midiraisa. Midiraisa, that means Minat Torah, it has a right, when it touches a keli, it's Matamah the keli Midiraisa. So Abizoi, Mali Nitmu Machmas Mashkin, Mali Nitmas Machmas Sheretz. Why should there be a difference if the Mashkin, this water, touched the keli on the outside, which is Tumah Midiraisa, or if a sheretz touched the keli on the outside? In both cases, it's Tumah Midiraisa. So the Khurb is Tumim Midiraisa to the outside of the Keli, automatically the whole Keli should become Tumim. Why does Rav Yehuda make a difference between water and sheretz? So Bishlein, if you're going to tell me, Rav Yehuda holds no, that water, mashka, liquid, even though it itself is Tumim. But when it touches the Keli, it's not Matama the Keli Midiraisa, it's only Midirabonan, then there's a big difference. Since when water touches a Keli, it's only Matama Midirabonan, the Rabbanim wanted to make a heker, a sign that we should see it's different Tumah. It's only Midirabbanim. Therefore, they said that if this mashkin touched the outside of the kli, only the outside is tummy, not the inside. So people should know this tummy is only midirabbanan. Mashenkin, we're tummy midiraisa, like a sheretz. When it touches the outside of the keli, that's tummy midiraisa. Then avada, both parts, even the inside is also tummy. That would be good if there's such a difference between mashkin is only midirabbanan. Therefore, they wanted to make a difference that the inside is not, but sheretz is midiraisa. But if you're going to tell me now that according to Yehuda, even mashkin is midiraisa, so what's the difference between sheretz and water? Why, when water touches the inside is tor, and when a sheretz touches the outside, then you're telling me, tell me, what should be the difference? And it's the Gemara in Echanami. Omer Rav Yehuda, Mashmuel, Chaza by Rav Yehuda. You have to say Rav Yehuda Taka was chazir. Even though in the Braisa before, it's mashmi holds that midiraisa, the water could be metama kelim, but here Rav Yehuda was chazir. And holds no, water cannot be metama keli midiraisa. It's only midirabbanan. So since it's only a tumah midirabbanan, then it's good whether rabbanan made a difference heker between the between if the mashkim touches the outside of the keli, that the inside remains tor. That people should know this tummy is only midirabbanan, not midiraisa. Because there are naskuminis if it's tummy midiraisa midirabbanan. If you have to burn kutchim because of that, if you have to burn truma, so since there are naskuminis, yes, the rabbanan wanted us to know this difference. Right, Ravina Amar, no. Ravina says Liyelam Loi Hoder. I'll tell you, no. Really, Rabbi Yehuda is not Chayzer. He still holds his shita that water that was Mekabel Tumim Midiraisa could be Metam Akelu Midiraisa. Abaho Bemashkin Haboyin Machmus Yadayim. That that this Mishnah says that if water touches the outside of the keli, the inside is tor. It's only talking about water Mashkin that was Mekabel Tumim from a Tumim Midirabonim Machmus Yadayim. But that was from the Yudches, the Vorn, we made Xerin in Shabbos, that our hands, before we wash them, is Tomei. Therefore, if your hands touch Mashkin, Midirabonis Matamalis Mashkin. So since this water was only Mikamal Tumi Midirabonin, then Avada, when the water touches the Kalim, it's only Matamalis Midirabonin. Therefore, there's such a din of the Mishnah that the inside of the Kalim is not Mikamal Tumi. Plenich Nami, Ho be Mashkin Aboy Mach Mesheris. But the rice that we had before on the Tezain, that there we said according to Rabbi Yehuda, the water that's tomei, even if you have a suffix, if it touched the keli or not, that the keli is tomei, mashma to suffix midiraisam, that's talking about mashkim that was mkabel to midiraisam, where a sheretz touched the water, so that water is tomei midiraisam, such water, avada, could be metama keli midiraisam. That's the way Ravina wants to answer. But over here, that was saying that the water that touches the keli is only tomei midirabonin, that's because the water itself is only mkabel tumma from midirabonin dikatumum of our hands. For the Gemara, that can't be. Ihochi, if that's true, Adetoni, why does the Mishnah have to say? Or if you'd have to be masked with the Mishnah. But Medavar, Mamurim, when is the Mishnah talking about? Shenitnu Machmas Mashkin. If only water touched the outside of the Kli, then we say the inside is Torah. But if you'd have said, but if a sheretz touches the outside of the Kli, then even the inside is Tomei. The water, if you'd have to go to skip to a case of a sheretz, Liflug will listen to Bididon. Let him make a difference. Let him Liflug. Let's make a difference. For listener Bridor, even by the case of mashka, of liquid itself, you can make a difference. But Medav or Mamurim, like, let's say a difference like this. When do we say that only the outside is tumah, not the inside? B'mashkin ha'boyim machmas yadayim. Only if this water was makabel's tumah from the rabbanon dekatumah, from a hand. So that's why the mashka is only with the rabbanon, then we say the touch of the outside of the kli, the inside of the kli is tor, because it's only tumah with the rabbanon, and we want to make a chilek. But if you have this liquid that was makabel tumah from a real sheretz, that is tumah midiraisa, now if this liquid touches the keli, even the outside of the kli, since it's tumah midiraisa, avada din should have been that nitmu toicha and nitmu gabay, or nitmu gabay, nitmu toicha. No matter where the liquid touches the keli, both sides of the keli is tumah. Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda say this? Since Rabbi Yehuda had to go skip to a sheretz, it's mash maklor that by mashke there's never a case any liquid is never metama keli midiraisa. It's only midirabonin. Elo machvato kreshni mikora. We have to come back to the first teretz we said before that Avad Reb Yehuda was choizer. Even though before that tezayin it's mash me that price, Reb Yehuda holds that water could be metama keli midiraisa. But if from this price you see Reb Yehuda was choizer and holds no mashkin cannot be metama keli midiraisa. It's only midirabonin. Therefore, no matter what type of a mashker it is, when it touches the outside of the keli, only the outside is tummy and not the inside. So the Mori Boilu. Now we can clear a shayla. We have a suffix now. what's the pshat now that Rav Yehuda was choizer? In other words, before the Braisa we had three shittas. One man the yama was that water was not makabel tumah at all midiraisa. Rav Nayah's shita was the middle shita that no, water is makabel tumah midiraisa. It's just not matama something else. And then there was another man the yama that said that even though water is makabel tumah, it could be matama something else, only food, but not kelim. Kelim it cannot be matami. And Rav Yehuda before said even a kelim could also be matama. So now we're saying now Rav Yehuda was chayzer and saying that water, liquid, cannot be matama kelim. But what about could the water be matama oichlim or not? Iboilihu mi kelim hu dehar debay. Was Rav Yehuda only chayzer had charota? He went back on his words. Only nogeya to kelim that kelim cannot be makabel tumah from a mashkim. Aba ba'oichlim k'Reb Yosi Reb Shimon Tzrulei. But maybe Reb Yehuda still holds that water could be metame oichlim midiraisa, and he holds like Reb Yosi Svara. Or Dilma, maybe no. Legamri hodebe. Maybe now Reb Yehuda was chayzer, retracted his words altogether. And k'Reb Meir, maybe now he holds like Reb Meir Shita that even though water could be makabel tumah midiraisa, but if water can, but water cannot be matam anything. Even if the water goes on an eichel food, it's also not matam of the food. So that was Rav Meir Shita. Now the question is, how far was Rav Yehuda chayzer? What does Rav Yehuda hold? Mor Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok Toshima. Come here, I'll bring you a raya. There's a loch in Mishnah Purim that Torah, if you have a cow, sheshosaso mechatis, it drank the mechatis. It's not the Beis Hamikdash. That mechatis, that's the Purah Duma. That you burn it, and the yeshes you put into the water, you make mechatas out of it. That this mechatas now you spray on the tomadik a person, tomimais, and he becomes tor. That our koponu, whoever touches the mechatas itself, the mechatas is metamayu. Now here, this porah, this cow, drank the mechatas. Yeah, mechatas is the locha, pisara tomay. If later, right away, you go and shech the animal, and you want to eat this meat, you should know the meat is tomay. Because the mechatas is inside the stomach, and it touches the meat inside, the meat is makabel tumah. Like the bottom Rashi says, the sarah tumeya, she makabelas tumah mehen. It's makabel tumah from the mechatas. The mechatas metamin, afim wadim makelim, to the sieve and agebe mehanida. Yeah. That's what the Mishnah says. We have Yehudu, why Rabbi Yehudu says no, botlu bimeyeho. Rabbi Yehudu says no, this mashke, this water now of the mechatas, cannot be metamah the meat. Why? Because it's bottle in its stomach, in the stomach of the cow. So Rashi says, the top Rashi of Yudches, botla b'meyeho, the einam ruin l'mechatis. Now that this mechatis, this water from the paradumas ashes, went into the cow's stomach, it's not worth use anymore for mechatis. Mela, the ein oid shmon aleim. It's not called anymore mechatis. So therefore, it is not matam of the bosa. Now the question is, or tomorrow, vi salkotartik, if you're going to tell me, if we could still think, that mikelem hu dehogabei, Rav Yehuda only had retracted his words that the water now cannot be metamekelim. Avul b'yoichlim. But when the water comes in contact with food, I'll tell you, Rav Yosi Rav Shimon Tzrulei, he could hold like Rav Yosi Rav Shimon, that it is metam of the food. Obazoy over here, amai botla b'mayel. Legamri, why do we say that when this mechatis goes into the cow's stomach, it's botla the shei mechatis? It's not called mechatis, therefore it's like term. It's not matam of the boss, so why not? Nehi de tumas chamur ulei matamu. It's not the true. Avada, when the mechatas goes into the stomach, it's not to the mechatas anymore. It's not going to be used for that, so the tumas chamur of mechatas goes off it. Oh, but tumas kala mir matamu. But our cold bottom is still cold water. It's not worse than regular water. Now this water was tomeh because it was mechatas before. So even if in the stomach it takes away the shame mechatas, but the shame water, it doesn't go off it. So since it's still called water, and it's tomatic water, how come this water is not matama the bosser? Like why does Rav Yehuda say it's bota b'meyeho? It's only bota b'meyeho to shame mechata sheboy. Oh, but the regular shame of a mashka, of a water, it's still called a water. So this should be a raya, that Rav Yehuda holds, now that it's only called water, it cannot be matama even eichlim. That he retracted his words altogether, and he holds like a man now, that this mashka, this water now cannot be matama eichlim. Tomorrow, maybe no, there's no raya. My bottle b'meyeho. What if Rabbi Yehuda meant to say that this mechatis is bottle is like not here anymore in the stomach? Now mi bottle mitumah chamura. It only means it doesn't have tumah chamura. Abu tumah kala mitamu. But maybe tumah kala taka true. The bottle has like a din, like a rishon l'tumah. That much it does have. So like Rashi says, Tumah chamura means odom v'kelim tumah kam oichlim. If it had a shame, mechat the son, and still, it could even be metam a person, or it could even be metam a kelim. To mekala that no, avada was bottled the shame mechatis. If now if a man touches this mechatis, he's not tummy anymore. If this mechatis touches kelim now, since it was in the cow's stomach, even though now you shechted it, you took the water out, it's not called mechatis anymore. If a person touches it or it touches kelim, avada that tor. But I tell you, to mekala avada even a meis made it has, because the tumah kala just means that the liquid is tummy. So it's a regular liquid that's tummy. Therefore, if it touches an oichol, maybe it would be metamarit midiraisa. Therefore, that the Rebbe Yehuda just says botla just meant that it can't be metaman odom now, or kelim it can't be metaman. Venech nami, just the meat, that it could be metaman.
Yeah, alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on, Hashem, next year. Here, we'll hold down for Yitzchess. Just less Gemara, we'll see again, just less Gemara on the bottom of Yudzayin and Mabez. Tor Shema, we'll bring a Raya. Again, in the middle of the Shiloh, Metchilu on the Brice on the Avtes Zayin, Rabbi Yehuda said that Mashkim liquid is Mekabel Tumah Midiraisa, and who Adin, if it touches something else, it's even Metama Kalim Midiraisa. Not only could it be Metama Oichlim if the Mashkim touch, but if it touches a Kali, it's even Metama Kali. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said on the Avtes Zayin. Now the Gemara over here is mashma that Yehuda was choizer. That Yehuda says here, a mashkim, when it touches the keli, it's only metama the keli midirabonin, and not midiraisa. That means the claw, if a sheretz touched water, so the water is tome midiraisa. Now if this water falls on the kli, it's not metama the keli midiraisa. That's what Yehuda holds now. Now Shaila was, when Yehuda was choizer, was the choizer legamri to say now mashka, if it falls upon an oichol, it's not even metama an oichol? Or maybe no, it's only not metama a keli. Mashenkein food, it is metama. That's our question now. What is Yehuda hold about this water? When it's tamei, if it falls upon an oichol, is it metama the oichol not? So Torshma, bring your raya. Then is parash shoshos samechatis. If you have a regular cow, it could be a kutchim, it could be a regular cow that drank mechatis. Mechatis, that's halacha that you use it to spray on tmeya mason to metire them. That's from the poraduma that you burn it and the ashes you mix with water. It becomes a mechatis. The halacha of mechatis is it's a chomadika din tumma. That whoever touches it, it's a nava tumma, it's metama odin and metama kelim. That's the halacha of a mechatis. That's part of the chokhmah of a poraduma, why it's so sussum. That when we spritz the paraduma on a tomadika person, it's a metara that person. But a toradika person, when he touches the mechatis, he becomes tomi. It's a navatuma. Now here the loch is this para, this cow drank the mechatis. Is a loch of the sarva tomi. The boss of the meat of the animal is tomi. Partially because the water inside touched the bosom. So therefore it's matamba the bosom.